Hello there, everybody, and welcome back to the Toe Meets Leather podcast. I'm your host, Logan, and just like your mother-in-law, I show up at the least opportune times. Here with me today is the Andrew Luck of fantasy football. Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Logan.
And my other colleague, he's the snack that talks right back until you bite his head off. Tommy, how are you doing today?
Good, as long as my head continues to stay attached to my shoulders.
Well, we want you talking at least until this is over. I can't make any promises after that. Anyway, we are making our picks for Week 5 in college football. Let's start off with the big one, Notre Dame versus Clemson. Both of these teams are looking to make a statement. Clemson is this team that the ACC is dependent on to have a good game this week. Otherwise, they're pretty much going to look terrible. And Notre Dame is trying its best to make a statement as an independent and show that they deserve to be put into the college playoff rankings. So I'll start with you, Andrew. Who do you have in this game?
I think Notre Dame wins it. It's going to be Deshaun Kizer's first big road start, but he's shown an ability to move the ball around. They've got good talent on offense and unbelievable talent on defense. I think they're going to do enough to slow down Deshaun Watson and those great Clemson receivers. And I just don't think the Clemson defense is going to have much of an answer. I think Will Fuller is going to dominate that matchup with Mackenzie Alexander on the outside. And I just don't think Clemson can stop enough to win the game.
Tommy?
I'm actually going to have to go with Clemson on this one. I think Notre Dame's looked kind of shaky recently. And I think by all metrics that you look at, Notre Dame should win, but something tells me that Clemson's coming out trying to finally make a statement and turn away the Clemsoning mantra they have.
If I had to go with home field advantage, I would say it was definitely Clemson, because Clemson has probably one of the loudest stadiums I've ever been to, and I've been to all the stadiums in the SEC. That's an incredible crowd that they've got going on there, and the atmosphere is ridiculous. But I'll give it to Notre Dame on the virtue of the talent they've got and the depth at their positions. And also, they got Football Jesus on their side, and it's really hard to vote against Football Jesus. All right, so the next game we got on the list is West Virginia at Oklahoma. Now, West Virginia, we don't really know much about, but Oklahoma's put up a strong fight against Tennessee and have just generally looked like one of their Oklahoma teams from the past that can contend for a championship this year. So, Tommy, I'll start with you this time around. What are your thoughts?
I think that Oklahoma's going to come out in this one. They've looked pretty good, and I think they're the kind of the third team in the Big 12 to look outside of your Baylor and TCU to win that conference. So that's who I would pick, is Oklahoma over West Virginia. They've got the more solid win, the big comeback against Tennessee, where they show that they know how to finish a game regardless of whether they're ahead or behind.
And Andrew, what are your thoughts?
There's a reason he's called Big Game Bob Stoops. I think the Sooners win this one in Norman. I think West Virginia is a great team, but I just think there are too many horses, and they just can't shut down Baker Mayfield and what Oklahoma brings to the table on offense.
Yeah, I see another couch burning in the future, despite West Virginia's best attempts. All right, next game we want to talk about: Minnesota at Northwestern. Now, you all know my opinion on Northwestern being the team of destiny this year. But Minnesota put up a tough game against TCU. They've got a lot of talent. Who do you see winning in this game? Andrew, I'll start with you.
I think that Northwestern wins this one, but I think it's a low-scoring game. Minnesota's struggled a lot since that opening game against TCU. They just haven't looked very good. I think Northwestern has shown up extremely well on defense, and they're just growing into Clayton Thorson as a redshirt freshman, is just growing into learning that offense and learning to distribute to the weapons he has. I think it's low scoring, but I think the Wildcats win it.
All right, Tommy?
I'd have to agree. I don't think we really know that much about this Minnesota team yet. I mean, they played TCU close, lost by a score. But after that, you got Colorado State, Kenton, the Ohio Bobcats. And I just, you know, those are all close wins for them. And Northwestern's proven they can take on the big boys. And I think they handle business. And I don't think it's a close one. I think Northwestern wins by at least two touchdowns here.
Write it in the papers. Northwestern, team of destiny. Bottom line. All right, the next big game is probably the two highest-ranked teams competing against each other right now. Bama versus UGA, a tailgate that I want no part of. Bama obviously had their game against Ole Miss where they struggled and they just looked anemic on offense until the second half where they started putting things together. UGA, on the other hand, has had everything together since the beginning of the season. They've also had struggles at quarterback, but the past few weeks, they have just looked dominant. So, Tommy, I'll start with you this time. Bama going on the road. Do they put things back together and come out with a win?
I'm going to give the edge to Bama here just because I think that Nick Saban knows what Georgia's doing. And as impressive as Grayson Lambert's numbers have been, he hasn't put those impressive numbers against impressive opponents yet. I think Saban knows what they're going to do. I think they're going to be put in the right position. And I also think he knows how to stop Georgia's run game. He's done it in the past. I think he does it this week. And even though it's probably going to be close, I mean, it is hard to win in Athens, I think Bama pulls it out here.
Andrew?
I'm going to have to agree with you. With the defenses he's played, Grayson Lambert's been playing checkers. I think Nick Saban's going to come in and he's going to force Lambert to play chess. And I just don't think there's a reason Grayson Lambert wasn't the starter at Virginia. I just don't think that he's going to be able to do enough to win the game for the Dogs. I think Alabama will stymie the run game. If Saban starts Jake Coker, who's looked a lot better than Cooper Bateman, and sticks with the plan, I think it's a close one, but I just don't think Grayson Lambert's the answer for the Dogs.
I'll play devil's advocate. I'll go ahead and say UGA will win this game, and it won't even be close. UGA has always been very good at special teams, which will put them in a good position with the ball. And I don't care how good Bama's defense is. We've seen this as a reflection the past few weeks. If you're put in a bad position and you're going against a team with the top running back in the nation and forced to try and stop them over and over and over again, eventually you're going to give up scores. And I just have not seen anything out of Bama that has made me confident about their offense. So as good as Saban's coaching is on defense, I think that their offensive coordinator is a cancer and they need to get rid of him. So Georgia will win this game is the short version, I suppose. All right, happier notes now. Let's go to Ole Miss versus Florida in the Swamp. Ole Miss ranked now as number 3 in the nation, going against a Florida team that's still on the rise. These are two teams that are looking to put themselves in contention for a playoff. So I'll start with you, Andrew. Who's going to make the biggest statement in this game?
I think it's going to be Ole Miss. They've looked better than just about anyone else in the country the past couple of weeks. They had their statement game against Alabama. They went into Tuscaloosa, and they dominated the game. They kind of let off the gas to let Alabama get back into it. But Ole Miss has been the most impressive team in the country, in my opinion. And I think they're going to go in. I think Florida's going to be coming high off the win against Tennessee. I just don't think McElwain has the horses in Gainesville to match with what Hugh Freeze has put together at Ole Miss. I think it may stay close for a little bit, but I think the talent at Ole Miss just wins the day there.
All right, Tommy?
I mean, I have to agree. I mean, McElwain's proven he's a good coach. He's already put Florida in a good position, considering that it's a rebuilding year. I mean, and they're going to be good in the next couple of years. They're just they're not there yet to be competing with the top horses in the SEC right now. And on top of that, Ole Miss is not going to be challenged again until the end of October when they play Texas A&M.
Yeah, they're putting Ole Miss in the swamp, which is one of the toughest corners to be in. But Ole Miss is just going to say, nuh-uh, nobody puts baby in the corner. And they're going to come out and win this game. All right. Last game in the SEC we really want to talk about, Mississippi State versus Texas A&M. Texas A&M, team with a lot of questions. They're at home in this game, and it's definitely one of the loudest stadiums in the country. And Mississippi State, a team with very low expectations going into this season and have only really struggled against LSU. Can Mississippi State prove that they deserve more credit in this game? Tommy, I'll start with you.
I think A&M gets it done just because I think Mississippi State's missing the pieces on defense to really get it done. We know that Dak Prescott can put points up. He knows how to lead that offense, but I mean, they've given up points to everyone they've played, and I think Texas A&M is going to win that game.
I don't agree. I think this is definitely going to be a statement game for both teams. This is your first real test, though Mississippi State did lose a close one to LSU and played that game really well and had a chance to win late. I you can't count out Dak Prescott. You can't count on a guy that's had that much playing time. They're an older team, a lot of juniors and seniors on that team. And I think Mississippi State wins it. They had the close fight with LSU, and I think this is their big statement game. I think they come out and they walk into Kyle Field and walk out as the victors.
Be honest, Andrew. You just want a reason to ring the cowbell on our podcast.
I guarantee you, when Mississippi State wins this game, I will ring the cowbell loud and proud next week.
That said, I'm going to agree with you, actually. Texas A&M hasn't showed enough for me to be confident in their play. They had to go to overtime in what was essentially a home game for them against Arkansas last week. I'm just not thrilled about their chances. Mississippi State's looked better than I think anyone expected with a returning Heisman candidate in Dak Prescott. Moving out to the Pac-12, we got Arizona State versus UCLA. And this one's at UCLA. The haze will be heavy. UCLA has just looked like one of the best teams in the nation since they started playing this season. Arizona State's got a tough bounce back. Who do you have in this game, Andrew?
I think UCLA wins this one going away. They are unbelievably talented. Jim Moore Jr. has done a great job there. Josh Rosen is playing like a guy beyond his years. It's a lot of the same offensive styles with what Todd Graham does at Arizona State, like what Rich Rod does to Arizona, spread you out, throw the ball around. And I think UCLA is just going to dominate that one again. It's in Los Angeles. And like I said, Rosen has impressed me more than just about any other quarterback in the country.
Tommy?
I mean, I definitely think the only way that this isn't a complete blowout is that UCLA overlooks Arizona State. I mean, Arizona State is not looking like a very good team. I mean, they got stomped by Texas A&M. They got stomped by USC. And then they've played New Mexico, which is the second worst team in college football right now. So I just don't think they stand a chance, but they could play close if UCLA's looking forward.
All right. And then the other Arizona team we want to look at, Arizona. Probably a better football program. They looked all right against UCLA, but turnovers definitely killed them in that game. They're going to Stanford this time where the Wild Ones are. And Stanford's another team that I've still got plenty of questions about. They've looked good in a lot of their matchups, but some of them they've kind of been all over the place. Arizona-Stanford, who you got?
So Stanford played Oregon State last week, which is another spread team. With what Coach Anderson's done, having moved from Wisconsin, I think that helps prepare them well for what they're going to get from Arizona. Anu Solomon got hurt last week against UCLA. I'm not sure if he's going to be healthy or starting. If he's not, I think Stanford absolutely rolls in this game because their backup, Gerard Randall, is very one-dimensional, doesn't really possess much of an arm, and I think Stanford will load the box and win the game handily. Now, if Solomon's the starter, it might be a little bit closer, but I just can't see Stanford losing this game.
All right, Tommy?
Yeah, and right now, Solomon's listed as day-to-day, so even if he does come back with that kind of injury where they're not entirely sure of it, he's not going to be at 100%. But the bigger loss right now is that Scooby Wright's out for several weeks, which just hamstrings that whole defense. Without Scooby Wright and then without 100% Anu Solomon already being undergunned against a Stanford team that is going to punch you in the mouth over and over, I don't see Arizona standing a chance here.
All right. And I'll also take Stanford. Never vote against the tree. Anyway, let's move on to our upsets for the week. We got a few on the list, and then we'll move on to our game of the week, Air Force versus Navy. Andrew, I'll start with your upset.
I think Brett Bielema and the Arkansas Razorbacks go into Neyland Stadium and beat the Volunteers. I think Tennessee is going to be just emotionally devastated after the close loss to Florida. I think that they're going to allow one loss to cost them two games. And I just think that Arkansas showed a little bit of fight against A&M, and I think they're going to go in and run the ball well enough that it'll be a low-scoring game, I feel, but I think Arkansas will win that one.
That's a bold talk. I'm more interested in seeing Brett Bielema try to stuff his cheeks with marshmallows, but I like where your head's at. Tommy, what's your upset?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Texas upsets TCU here. And I know this is a big stretch, but I think Texas suffering the losses that they have recently is just a chance for them to go in and fix their special teams woes. And if they can do that, you know, Texas can actually compete this year. They've proved that they can score with Hurd behind there. Maybe they're not a high-powered offense, but they can put points up, and their defense is very talented. So that's the upset of the week I got, is Texas over TCU.
All right. Well, I'll stay in Texas for my upset, and I'm going to go with Texas Tech over Baylor. Texas Tech was a team I was talking about last week. I expected them to have a potential upset over one of these two teams, TCU or Baylor. And after their performance against TCU, it's going to be hard for me to go against them coming against a Baylor team that, for all intents and purposes, hasn't looked nearly as good as TCU. So I think if Texas Tech can bring the spirit that they did last week into this game, they definitely pull an upset here. And now I'm going to bring up the game that we all want to hear about, America's game, Navy versus Air Force. And this one is at Navy, the Naval Academy, against two teams who run the exact same offense. Andrew, who do you think comes out in this game?
Oh, it's the game's at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland. Navy's undefeated. They've got Keenan Reynolds operating that spread option attack, who's been a fantastic player for Coach Niumatalolo in the years that he's been there. Air Force is playing a backup quarterback. They're a little beat up. They're a little tired. I think Navy wins it. I think it sets Navy up to end up winning the Commander-in-Chief trophy by beating Army in December. I think it's a great stepping stone for Navy on what will end up being an American Conference championship. Because don't sleep on the midshipmen. They got at Notre Dame next week, and anything can happen. So go Navy.
Are you sure you shouldn't be saving that as your upset week for next week?
Go Navy.
All right. Tommy, who you got?
I mean, I don't think anybody in their right mind would pick against Navy in this one. I mean, with Keenan Reynolds there, he's already got 9 touchdowns. I mean, he's scoring 3 touchdowns on his own every single game. I don't know how you pick against that and what they've been doing in this matchup.
All right. So those are our picks for the week. That's week 5. And this was brought to you by Dance Party 2016. Dance Party. Never stop dancing. Seriously, never stop or we'll hunt you down. Thank you all for joining us. We hope you had a good time. If you've got any picks you'd like us to make next week or anything that you'd like us to comment on, please send us an email to nosecplease@gmail.com. Again, that is nosecplease@gmail.com. Thank you again for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Till then, have a good rest of your week. Bye-bye.